This is Elena Dine at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. With me is the holder of the William E. Simon Chair in Political Economy, Sidney Weintraub. Dr. Weintraub is here to discuss his most recent publication of issues in international political economy titled U.S. Tolerance of Income Inequality. Dr. Weintraub, to what extent has income inequality in the United States grown in the past 20 years, and how does this compare to disparities in other developed countries?
I can give you several measures. The most comprehensive measure of inequality in countries is something called the Gini coefficient, named after a man named Gini. The higher the number, the more unequal family incomes are. The after-tax Gini coefficients in the mid-2000s were the following. Germany, 30. Japan, 32. The United States, 38. Let me give you a second measure. The 10% of U.S. families with the highest incomes received about 50% of all national income in 2009. Let me give you another measure. During the economic expansionary years of the Clinton and Bush administrations, the top 1% of families captured about half of the economic growth because of the nature of the U.S. tax structure.
You mentioned that groups that seek to retain the current degree of U.S. inequality do not call attention to the extent and sophistication of the special pleading of the rich. What are some examples of the special pleading that you speak of?
There are many recent examples, and they go back throughout our history. The recent examples, with which people will be familiar, of the deregulation of the banks that permitted it to engage in what they did in subprime lending and then packaging the paper from that. See, the salaries of chief executive office went from 30 to 40 to 1 in relation to worker compensation. In the 1930s and 40s, to 319 to 1 in 2008. There was an economist named Mansour Olson who studied the power of special interests some 40 to 45 years ago. He made the point that special pleading does not change the total U.S. income. It changes only the distribution of that income. And that explains a lot.
For more information on the Simon Chair, including previous publications of issues in international political economy, please visit www.csis.org/Simon Chair. Listeners who visit our website are also encouraged to join the conversation on the new Simon Chair blog. The blog features commentaries on U.S. relations with countries in the Western Hemisphere, focusing on international political economy, trade, investment, energy, and other current events.